From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you today. We've got Stuart Copeland, former member of this 80s boy band called The Police. They'll be joining us later. But first, as many of you out there have already heard, our own Carl Castle has an announcement to make.
So long, suckers.
That's right. After 60 years in broadcasting, including more than 30 years at NPR, including, of course, being this show's official judge and scorekeeper from the very first episode, Carl has decided to lay down the microphone and become our scorekeeper emeritus. He will record voicemail greetings for all our winners. He'll hang around the office, and he'll make sure we don't lower our standards.
As if that were even possible.
Well, he'll be with us for a few more months at least. So with this show, we begin the Carl Castle farewell tour. In the meantime, we'll wring every last ounce of dignity from him. This means you've got a limited time now to speak to the man himself, so rush to your phones and call us at 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ashley Kevitt from Brevard, North Carolina.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you do in Brevard?
Well, I just took the NC bar exam.
So oh.
I'm a quasi-lawyer.
You're a quasi-lawyer.
Come in.
You're a theoretical lawyer.
Right, right.
You're like a Schrodinger's lawyer. We don't know if you're a lawyer or not yet.
We would have to go to North Carolina to find out.
I understand. Ashley, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Mr. Adam Felber is here.
How you doing, Ashley?
Good, how are you?
Next, a contributor for CBS Sunday Morning, Ms. Faith Saley is with us.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
And finally, making his debut as a panelist on our show, it's a writer, director, and star of the film Sleepwalk With Me. You can catch him now on his 100-city comedy tour, Thank God for Jokes. It's Mike Birbiglia.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. There's nothing quasi about you, in my opinion.
I appreciate that.
Ashley, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize, Carl's Voice, on your home answering machine or other similar device. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first quote.
Our main concern is the orgy that is happening.
That was Vladimir Putin trying to make the conflict where sound much more interesting than it probably is.
Crimea?
Yes, Crimea in the Ukraine. Very good. Russian troops are flooding into Crimea, except Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, says they are not. He says they're just not there. Reporters are going up to Russian soldiers in the Crimea and saying, hello, so where are you invading from?
And invading?
Yeah, and the soldiers are like, New Jersey.
Student visa.
Yes.
This always happens when people win so many medals at the Olympics.
They get cocky?
They just get so carried away.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm great at skeleton.
I might as well head up the coast and invade Crimea.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants another medal in winter invading. All right, Ashley, very good. Here is your next quote.
Honestly, some of these words I've never even heard of.
That was a high school junior in Portland, Maine, happy about the proposed changes to what high school rite of passage?
The SAT.
The SATs, yes, the Scholastic Aptitude Test. That great universal ritual of adolescence, well, the one that you don't find in your father's sock drawer, is getting a big overhaul. The SATs are being changed, so we are told they will be more useful for kids preparing to go to college. They're making the essay optional. They're getting rid of the vocabulary words that no one ever uses, and instead will test students' aptitude for writing bad, self-indulgent poetry. tolerating lots of cheap beer and becoming a lesbian, but just for sophomore year.
The scores will range between awesome and who are we to judge.
Right.
Yes. I don't like this business about doing away with quote-unquote SAT words. I don't think it augurs well for the lexicons of the future.
What?
You know?
Oh, I mean, speak English.
I mean, I'm trying to have some sang-froid, but I mean, I just feel lachrymose about it. Everybody uses those words.
I feel like that was so thoughtfully put. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Faith, I wasn't told this would be in German.
I just got a 1500 on Faith's sentence.
Just Miss Sankfra.
Faith, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you will be pleased with this other change, is that after changing to a 2400-point scale, they're going back to the classic 1600-point scale.
Like in my day.
Exactly. Here. And what that means, Faith, is that you're about to have a second child. From now until time immemorial, you'll be able to compare your SAT scores to your children and show them that, yes, you're smarter than they are. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Al servizio degli altri, in questo caso. In questo caso.
That was somebody getting a little blue during a speech in Rome this week who accidentally dropped an Italian F-bomb on the Vatican.
Ooh, I really don't know that
well,
one.
Who would be a very unlikely person at the Vatican to swear?
The Pope.
The Pope, yes. The Pope made what we are told is a common mistake for non-native speakers of Italian. Instead of the word caso, which means case, he said cazzo, which is basically like the Immaculate Conception, but without the Immaculate part. In the video of the mistake, and this is pretty cool, speaking of sang-froid, he doesn't even flinch. He just goes on, right? But after that, he apparently walked back in from the balcony and said to his aides, man, I really cazzoed that up. And what's really ironic is that when he made that mistake, all he was trying to do was introduce a performance by Idina Menzel. it's a hard name.
What a cool pope.
He is pretty cool.
The Pope curses?
Yeah.
What people aren't talking about is his new hip-hop album, The Papacy, which I think it's too far.
Nah, it's good. I like the way he just dropped the mic behind his back after he did it.
Carl, how did Ashley do in our quiz?
Ashley, you're a winner. 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Happy retirement, Carl.
Well, thank you very much.
Aww. Bye, Ashley.